Hi, it's Mark Graben. Welcome to Lean Blog Audio. This is a post that I published on May 6th, 2024, titled Uncovering Root Causes Beyond the Conference Room, the Lean Approach to Problem Solving. To find a link to this post, look in the show notes, or you can go to leanblog.org/audio370. Now here's the post. You don't find the root cause of a problem in a conference room. Okay, so we've gotten away from the whiteboard. We get out of the conference room. Now what? Well, even at the Gemba, you might not know the root cause by thinking and talking out there where the work is actually being done. That's one of the most powerful lessons I've learned from former Toyota people I've been able to work with. We found the root cause, somebody might say. How do you know? That's the response I would expect from a Toyota person or an experienced lean practitioner. How do you know you found the root cause? Well, the person might respond, well, we talked through it. Well, my Toyota mentors would say that at best, that team has a suspected root cause. It's a hypothesis, a supposition. It's not knowledge. So how do we confirm our suspicion about the root cause or causes? We need to test a countermeasure. If we remove the suspected root cause with that countermeasure and the problem goes away or gets significantly better, we might then have proven something. Root cause analysis doesn't end with talking. It starts with talking and must lead to action, which means experiments. And sometimes those experiments don't work out. We didn't know the root cause after all, so the process continues. I'm curious, what's your experience with this approach? Have you ever been tripped up by stubbornly knowing the root cause and staying on the wrong path too long? I'd love to hear your comments. If you want to read what other people said about this on LinkedIn, click through to the post via the show notes, or again, you can go to leanblog.org/370. Thanks for listening.